Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Adam, and as always, I'm joined by my two amazing, wonderful, beautiful co-hosts, Becca and Nicole.
Hey!
It's season 8!
We're back!
Oh my god!
Season 8! We've been doing this for 4 years.
Which is crazy. Did you miss us?
Oh, they did. They've been asking where we are, when we're coming back.
Thank you. Making a boy feel loved. So much has happened since we've been on break. Taylor Swift created a new album.
Oh, God. As of yesterday.
The whole time I was like, I can't wait to talk about this to make Becca's eyes roll. But also, Becca has become a Swiftie since the break.
Yeah, she has.
Okay, I have not become a Swiftie. I have been adjacent, more open about
Swiftie
my
adjacent.
Yes, I've been a Swiftie adjacent. There's plenty of things she does where I'm like, what the? No. Whereas you guys probably overlook those things. I'm like, gives me pause.
Okay. No,
but hey, she's great. She's great. Hey.
I have pause too.
Love her.
Other notable things. Taylor Swift has only been playing football since September, and she's already in the Super Bowl.
And we're recording this the week before the Super Bowl, so we don't know if Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl yet, but we're hoping that she does.
Yeah. High hopes for our girl.
But can either of you guess the most important thing that has happened during the break?
I don't know. We've been gone since November. New Year's?
The most important thing, like, socially?
With us.
With us.
The podcast. Somebody got better internet.
Oh! That's right!
Y'all, I got me some Starlink.
It's a celebration.
Oh.
I finally got fast-ish internet.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you really did.
So hopefully the internet woes are over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that for you. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've been going full bore on Patreon, so we're still recording every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about hot topics over there. But then I was like, I don't think the regular pod knows
that you have
internet.
No.
I don't think so, because this happened after Christmas, around New Year's. So yeah, they definitely don't know. We've been waiting for that fiber optic, and then Elon Musk came. I hate even giving him praise for this. He came through with the Starlink, his team, or I don't know. He reached out to me and
he was like, "You're like, can we,
Elon?
What can we do for Becca?
Can we do a collab?" No, that did not happen. It finally reached my area, which is great. So and it's really fast. My video is uploaded in 30 minutes.
Yeah. In fact, the other day we were recording a Patreon episode and Becca turned to me and said, "Nicole, I think something's wrong with your internet."
Oh, and the best.
And it
felt so good.
It was probably the best feeling you've had in a long time. So
Yeah.
We were all happy for you in that moment.
Thank you. What's a big thing that happened for you guys over the break? That's mine.
That is yours.
What about you?
Oh.
I've learned embroidery.
That's right.
I have to keep saying this or else I'm not doing it, but I am going to take a sewing class.
Okay.
Yay.
Also, Becca, since I'm going to be seeing you in a couple weeks.
Should we sew something?
I was going to say, should we pick a bag and make one?
Yes.
Ooh.
We should.
We can all just make a bag.
Oh, that'd be
fun.
That
would be so fun. We can all pick out our fabric. This is my dream. This is my
content
wet dream. You're describing my wet dream. Every time my friend visits me, I'm like, "So, anything you want to sew? Anything you've been just wanting to learn how to make?" And they're always no. not really. Like, I've coerced a few people into sewing things, but I don't even have to convince you guys. You're in.
No, I'm
full
in.
I'll do it.
Should we make like that that bestie bag that you like, the slingy side bag?
Yeah, but the one that you want to do.
Yes.
That's a bestie bag, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should do it.
I'm so excited about that, actually.
Okay, make your Pinterest boards for your inspo. I have plenty of scrap fabric if you don't want to put together anything.
Okay. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've just been taking it easy, you know? I took a break. I'm just enjoying life, enjoying hanging out, learning embroidery.
Yeah.
Learning embroidery. That's exciting.
Like, machine embroidery. So I'm not like doing hand embroidery. It's not like the cool one.
Oh,
it's...
shoot. People do hand embroidery?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, oh, you know, those, yeah, it's really cute. Those like, this is plant hand embroidery.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Becca is showing one of her beautiful felt hearts.
Her little Valentine's heart.
For the Valentine's video, I don't know it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. Look at this really cute little bow earring that I made.
Oh my God.
Isn't that cute?
That's so cute.
That is very cute.
It needs some help still, but because look at the center. It looks, okay, sorry, they can't see it. So this is really not fun for them. But anyway.
Becca will have to post it in stories. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Nicole, what are you up to?
Okay, I was thinking about this when Adam was talking, but like...
Getting pulled over by the cops.
Well, okay. All right. Listen.
Getting pulled over.
Rolling stops galore.
That's a Patreon episode. It's not for the people. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got pulled over. The cop was a douche. I got a ticket. I paid it. Probably gonna raise my insurance. Yada, yada. Nobody was harmed in... my lack of knowledge of driving. He gave me a lecture on what it meant to stop at a stop sign, and I wanted to punch him in the face. But I haven't been up to a damn thing all winter. Like, what have I done?
You've watched the entire discography of Outlander.
There is a very big update for the people.
For me? Oh, for Outlander. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I started.
I mean, we've already heard it, but
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah. I started Outlander a whole 3 weeks ago, and I'm already in the middle of season 6. I can't be stopped.
You're about to finish.
Guys, yeah. I'm about to finish. I don't know when the second part of season 7 is going to come, but I can already tell I'm going to be having withdrawals, and I'm going to have to start it over again.
Welcome to my world.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I visited my friend Bree up in Wisconsin, and she was like, let me just put on the first episode for you. And I was like, see, this is what Becca had to do to get me to watch it, because it's all it took. And now I'm hooked. So to all the Outlander fans out there, I understand. I see you and I hear you. But other than that, if I'm being completely honest, I've photographed 2 weddings since break. I have been doing nothing. I've been building Lego sets. There's the Lego. There's the Lego fascination I did for a couple of weeks there.
Yeah.
Got a few gifts for Christmas that were Lego related. And yeah, that's about it. I'm bored. I'm very, very bored.
This reminds me, I wanted to look at the Lego roses set and see how much it costs. It's only $60. Is that normal for these?
For the dozen?
Well, I think because it's just like, it doesn't have a vase or anything, probably.
Yeah. It's back ordered. Oh,
that makes sense.
But I mean, but you live in Columbia, so just go to Target. You might have it there. Actually, it's a college town. I'm not saying your town's bad because I like your town. I just want to put that out there.
It's a cool town, but like, we don't have a lot of stores.
Yeah.
Or like, we've got one of everything. Not everything, but one of the big things.
Check Walmart and Target. That's what I would do.
I see other flower bouquets.
Yeah. So Mia's got the flower bouquets. I have like the succulent sets, the mini ones, and then the regular like little succulent set, which is so cute. I recently got a couple of the flower stems. You have it too. You have the mini succulent set.
I do.
You did it on a live.
I did. I need to do another live. That was fun.
Yeah, we should go live when we see each other in a couple weeks. We're recording this.
We should, because Becca has good internet.
I know. Everybody's favorite joke.
No,
I'm excited about it.
I figured out how to go live with my nice camera because that's my identity.
We know.
It's having a nice camera.
No, it's just like, yeah, so, but never mind.
No, it's, I'm sorry. Was that mean on my part?
No, it wasn't at all. But I started feeling like, oh God, did I sound like I was like bragging about a camera?
Not at all. No.
Okay. You like when things look nice. There's nothing wrong with that. I bet that's why people watch your videos largely, because they just look so beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I just scratched my mic. Something you said you were going to help me out with was setting up like a studio.
Lighting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, ma'am. Yeah. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. We're recording this episode the first week of February. So we're having a meetup soon, but it'll already be over by the time you're hearing this. But that's one thing I'm excited about. That's like a big thing coming up. And I've been excited about it since we planned it, a month ago.
Just pics on Instagram for sure. And last time we got together, we didn't do a plant Pictionary.
Oh,
should we bring it back? Like, is it getting old? I feel like it's funny every time.
It is funny every time.
I have fun with it every single time.
Yeah. And like each year brings new like plant culture references. So yeah. I feel like it would be kind of fun. Steve? Yeah.
I agree.
Steve?
Are you listening?
Well, if he's listening, the meetup already happened. So either we did it or we didn't. But
oh, that's true. That is true. Well, either way, we've got a full schedule of things to do. I was actually just thinking to myself today, what are we going to do the whole time? And then I don't have that anxiety anymore. We'll find things to do.
Well, yeah. It's funny that you ask that because I was planning something earlier. I was very, 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 very bored. Okay. In my defense, I had nothing to do. And I put together a little tiny itinerary and I was like, once Becca's not as busy and she's not dealing with a sicky poo kiddo, I'll send it to you and you tell me what you think.
Okay. Okay. Yes. That's fun. I was thinking like we should record one episode a day. Imagine if we did record one episode a day. That's like seven weeks of episodes.
Wow. You're feeling very ambitious.
Maybe not seven, but you know, six, five.
She is.
I mean, I'm all about I'm up for the challenge. Let's say that.
Yeah. I feel like what if we did that and then we did the catch up? We did not do a catch up. We just recorded the subject and then we did a catch up later.
Like a catch up every week? That would be pretty smart on our part, actually. 100%.
Because I remember when we recorded in San Diego, we were like, well, we're still on the trip.
Yeah.
No catch up for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, just a little thoughts.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
I forgot to even tell the audience. I mean, the girls who know, but I forgot to tell what we're talking about today. Today, we're just going to talk about a general plant update, like how we've been doing, how our collection is, how we've been feeling, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we kind of just jumped right into it.
Yeah, we did.
Don't we always?
Yeah.
We always.
We're just going to jump right into it.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I'll be honest, plants have really taken a back seat in my life, but not too bad to the point of like they're dying. It's just, I think I needed a break. And so wintertime came around here, which means I could just like not water as often. And that's what I've been doing. But Have chores been done? Absolutely not. There's so many plants that need to be repotted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And moved from my prop box into Gen Pop. And I just have not done any of it.
Mm-hmm. Gen
and
Pop.
I don't know when I'm going to.
And you found some flat mites.
Yeah. Again. Well, some evidence of them.
Yeah.
So that's part of the slacking, I think,
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. just like not doing regular spray downs and that kind of stuff. So we're going to be back to that soon.
Yeah.
Ugh, flat mites.
Flat mites.
The thing is, I realized, I mean, I'm so grateful that I had caught them again soon. Because there is, like, there was barely evidence. Like, in full plants, I just saw one little tiny orange egg.
Mm.
Where before, when the flat mites were first noticed, like, you would literally just see, like, 25, 30 crawling in like, a one little node area.
Yeah.
So gross. Those things are nasty. So,
we're going to get on top of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
Okay. Did I have the thrips situation during... No, it was during last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about that last season. How is it going, though? Or, Adam, are you finished? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought we were just going to bounce around.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think so, yeah. Because I'm...
Okay. Sorry if that was not the original plan. Yeah, I haven't found any, although there is a plant that I am suspicious because two leaves have randomly and quickly dried up.
Mm.
Although I have also been neglecting my plants because my personal life is taking over a little bit with the baby, you know. She's been sick this week, so literally every obligation I have outside of holding her is not getting done. My house is a wreck.
How old is Nora now?
She's going to be 8 months in 2 days.
Oh my God, that's so wild.
Or 4 days. I know, it's crazy. 8 months.
Wow.
8 months of Nora. She's the best. She's so cute, you guys. Oh my gosh. She's sitting up. She's trying to crawl. She's just, I don't know. She's a superstar. So smiley, so happy. So it's like weird to see her so sick. She has RSV, unfortunately. Started daycare and, you know, it happens. So
yeah,
she's pulling through, but it's been hard to watch her like that. So basically everything in my house is crumbling, including my plants. I don't know what they're doing. Honestly, I haven't even thought about them, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, honest, but I get it, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That just happens.
It does. And I feel like we got to normalize that. I think we're all kind of, well, Nicole's in a stage where she's like all motivated now and on her stories, posting pictures, and I'm here for it. But I feel like two of us are like, I don't know, we're on the schedule where like two of us not super into plants, one of us is.
Yeah.
And I feel like last season I was really into plants and you guys were not. Mm-hmm. So now it's flipped where me and Adam are like, what's a plant? And Nicole's loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam, you'll get there. You'll get there soon.
Yeah.
I think that it's just me not having anything else to do. Well, I will say me visiting Brie. If anybody follows plantgirl_50 on Amazon, on Instagram, her plant collection's stunning. And like, I've never seen it in person, but it looks exactly the same in person as it does in pictures. And it's just like quite mind blowing. So like that, seeing her plants that happy gave me a little bit of inspiration to be like, let's move some plant lights around. Let's switch around the basement a little bit to make it so that like my plants fit in my space a little bit better than just having them all on my white plant shelves in one section. Mm-hmm. I feel like I pay attention to them more now, you know?
Mm.
It's almost like having a house and just having all your plants in one room. Like, that's not even your situation, Becca. Even though you have a sun porch, you still have plants in your kitchen. You have plants in your guest bedroom. Like, they're all over the place. But living in a house with my parents, like, they're just, you know, we know they're not that into plants. So, like, I can't just put my plants all over the house. And I feel like that's where my struggle was happening. I was like, well, what do I do with my plants? Like, what's going to get me into them again, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Rearranging.
Mm-hmm.
Tried and true.
It does.
I feel like we've mentioned that many times in like our falling in love with plants again kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Episodes. Reorganize. Move some stuff around.
I feel like that does really help to just see things in a new perspective. And like, I don't know, it makes the plants look different too in a different room, you know, like
Yep.
It makes it look bigger or smaller or just different based on where you put it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I used to rearrange like my rooms all the time.
Me too.
Did you guys ever do that when you were kids?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Late at night. Mm-hmm. Always late at night. I would get a wild hair at like 11 p.m. and here I am like 90 pounds strong arming my yeah. huge dresser.
Yep.
We don't rearrange. I guess maybe people do. I don't ever rearrange anymore, but I kind of loved it because yeah. it always gave me like a fresh feeling. But I think maybe like the emergence of giant TVs kind of stopped people from rearranging because yeah. the TV kind of just like stays in the same place.
Yeah. yeah, it doesn't fit on any other walls.
Yeah. yeah, that's kind of a sad thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I used to love rearranging even my living room.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it just felt kind of fresh.
Yeah.
What if we just didn't have TVs?
I mean,
the possibilities.
Listen, again.
Nicole's got to finish Outlander.
Yeah, Nicole's like, absolutely not.
Well, I was going to say, I'm watching Outlander, and the 1800s, there were no TVs. There was no electricity. Yeah. Okay. There's candles all over the place. I'm like, could I live there during that time? Probably not. But there's something about the simplicity.
Yeah, you can't pee outside.
No, I cannot pee outside.
Pee outside in Becca's woods.
But I've been thinking about that and I'm like, the simplicity that was the 1800s, but also there were wars. So was it simple? No, it wasn't. But like, I don't know. I think about no internet, no TV, and how freeing that would be. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of intriguing. But listen, I appreciate the
overconsumption of information.
I know.
We weren't meant to be like this.
We were meant to know everything happening on every corner of the earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty overwhelming sometimes. But I always wonder how Claire does it. Like, she goes from having all of that technology to just nothing. Like, there's moments where she gets frustrated, but she handles it so much better than I ever would. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think about that and I'm like, ooh, how would it be for someone in 2024 to go back that far? Because just the drastic change that was made from the time that the show started, which was the 1940s, right? 60s. Mm-hmm. I think it was 40s to now is so significant, like way more than going from the 1800s even to the 1900s or the 20th century. You know, it's just like so much more drastic. So I wonder what that would be like.
I've had this idea for a podcast episode for so long where I don't know if we have a ton of older listeners, but where we like interview or have them write in what it was like to collect houseplants in like the 70s or the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, because there have been.
That would be a wonderful idea.
Yeah. There's been so many like different booms of houseplant popularity, the 70s being like a huge one, but also like Victorian era, that was a huge houseplant boom. Obviously, we can't have somebody interview from that.
Bummer. Maybe if they're a traveler.
If they're a traveler, maybe. I mean, that might be kind of boring. There's a section of my book where I researched that and it was like really fun to look into, but I'm like, I feel like this might be boring for other people. But it's interesting to know like what people used houseplants for back then and like why they had them. And it's honestly really similar to us.
Oh, so remember when we did the Plants That Kill series last season, and was it me who did the hemlock? The water hemlock? Yeah, it came up in Outlander. Didn't you mention that last season? You're like, there's an episode where they use hemlock. And I was like, oh shit, it's happening. It's happening.
Yep. Wild.
That's funny.
How did they use it? I remember it being in like a jar.
Yeah, it was the root of the plant. And I think she submerged it in water, boiled it probably. And spoiler alert, one of the people living in the house killed this guy that I won't say what happened, but he was a very bad man. And she like injected into his neck and he was dead in like seconds.
Oh, that instance of the hemlock. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was through like a syringe injection. I wonder if that would actually work. I guess it would.
I would imagine. It's like,
that's crazy to think about. Yeah.
Well, that would be a fun series to do, though. Like, not for Halloween, but like this season. Maybe we could talk about
decades.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. If you're listening and you may be, you know, maybe you grew up in the 70s. Maybe your parents had plants in the 70s and you, you know, saw how they were caring for them or what kind of plants they had. Drop us a little message. Let us know.
Yeah. Or if you just get a message from your parents, if they don't listen, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, talk to your parents or your grandparents or whoever about what that was like.
Yeah, the older we can get, the better. That would be so fun.
Yeah, because I can ask my grandma, like, what were plant shops like? What was,
Yeah, because there was no online shopping, which this is me just being like, oh, good. But yeah, there, there was no online shopping. Yeah. And like, were they just did Lowe's and Home Depot exist?
I don't know.
Oh, I think so. But I would imagine there was more like garden centers is where they got them. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mom and pop places. Okay, yeah. But also they didn't have online shopping, but they had the catalogs. Remember catalogs?
True.
Where you fill out the order form?
Gosh.
Yeah. That was my childhood.
The men's underwear section of JCPenney catalog.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Tell me you're a little gay boy without telling me you're a little gay boy.
I remember my mom used to bring them home and she'd like have me circle what I wanted for Christmas.
The like, Sears Christmas catalog was superior.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, it's
interesting. Those were the days.
Those were the days. Simple.
Simple. Yeah, simple life.
But maybe there were like gardening catalogs where you can put an order in for some pothos. You know? Who the fuck knows? That'd be crazy.
Yeah. That would be really interesting to hear from people.
Logies still sends out a catalog of plants.
They do.
I still get that one.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder, like, that'd be kind of a funny funny video idea to like order from a catalog, like send a little check with
Oh my gosh, that's how we used to have to buy like basketball shoes from like eBay, and it would be like you didn't know what happened to any of your money or anything for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, here's a box at the door. Like, oh, that must have been my shoes from 2 months ago.
Yeah, yep. your shoe size changed from the time you ordered to the time it arrived. It's like ordering from Temu.
Oh my gosh,
that's funny. Yeah, so I don't know. That's kind of what's been going on in my plant world. Just trying to keep my head above water with them. But I went to do a repotting video the other day, and I really didn't have that much to repot. And I guess it's winter, so.
Yeah. I saw that video, and that tie is freaking huge.
I know. I've almost got an Adam-sized tie.
Yeah, that is big.
And I'm trying to get rid of mine.
Still, huh? Have you been trying to sell it, or has that kind of just been put on the back burner?
You know, I did post it again around like Christmas time because someone asked about like ties for sale, and I was like, posted mine and said $500 because like I've been lowering it and lowering it. Like the whole get up, the basket,
that is a steal.
A board. All in. And like three different people were like commented like, this is an amazing price, but no one took the bait. So then I'm like, well, maybe I'm going to do a double deal with my Albo and a Thai Constellation and say like both of them for like $750. I don't know. But I don't think people are going to buy them anyway. It's just such a big plant. It's very specialized buyer, I feel like.
Yeah.
You might have to donate it to the library. Who knows?
Yeah. Or
I would be fine with doing that.
Like, what about selling it to a plant shop for them to resell?
I know. I should maybe reach out.
Because Plant Shop Chicago has this gigantic tie, like, hovering over their cactus bench. It's probably the size of yours. But it's, like, I want to say $700 to $800 just for that.
Speaking of store plant, I've seen an uptick of thievery. Maybe it's just the accounts that I follow. But yeah, I've seen a few the LA plant shop, Plants Mickey's. By Mickey's. Yeah, Mickey's.
Mickey Hargitay.
They posted about somebody stealing, and apparently they brought the plant back. But like, how embarrassing would that be to have your photo plastered all over Instagram? And it's like, can anybody identify this person because they were stealing?
Oh my God.
Imagine if it was like one of us. I'd be like, what are you doing?
What if you would have saw like Nicole there with like scissors snipping at somebody's plant? Honestly, with, like, a I feel like we'd have to just face. Like cancel the podcast.
I would have a shitty grin on my face.
Or we need to go hire a PR firm, okay?
I'd be like, sorry, she's out. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's gone.
Because that really did get blasted everywhere. Because then the LA people posted it. And
I have not seen this.
Everybody posted that. Yeah, it was pretty wild. Yeah, and she returned the plant, so that's really nice. But that really is one case I saw. And then I saw another one. But can you imagine how embarrassing that would be to, like, one, get caught. Number two, your photo's on Instagram. Number three, you bring it back. Like, I would be so humiliated. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, real talk. Did you guys ever steal something when you were younger and then your parents, like, made you go back to the store and tell them?
Ooh, are we telling theft stories? Because I have one.
I have shoplifted before. I'll admit
that. I mean, I have, too. But, yeah, that is tucking your tail and being, like, holding up a piece of, like, bubble, like, Big League Chew, and you're like, I stole this. And then I remember like the person at the store being like, it's okay. And my mom's like, it is not okay. Oh. I was like, okay. I don't
know. Good job, mama. Teaching lessons very young. Aww. No, I was older. I was like 11 or 12. No. Yeah, 11 or 12. I was visiting a friend in Crystal Lake, and which is a town not far from here now. But like I lived in the city at the time. So
also
I was like,
where Jason...
Yeah, Camp Crystal Lake. Ooh.
Yeah.
And we went to Kohl's. And well, her mom dropped us off at Kohl's. And we put on Winnie the Pooh bra and underwear under our clothes, walked out of the dressing room and thought we were going to leave with these clothes.
Did you get caught?
Oh, yeah, we got caught. And they took, I can't remember if they just left us in the room. Cause you know, like all stores have the, what do they call them? The surveillance people, you know, they have those like theft rooms that'll take you. Loss prevention. There we go. Mm-hmm. So I think we stayed there. A cop came, we were freaking out and like my mom had to come pick me up and she was pissed. Oh, and then we had to go to court. And it was like $1,500. Oh. Oh, yeah. It was bad. I was like, wow, we are like
court?
Young. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Kohl's?
She paid like $1,500 to get it expunged from my record.
Oh,
maybe my maybe I was 13 because I feel like 11 or 12 would have been young to be just dropped off at the mall. But, you know, that was the
Not
time.
Not in our day.
Not in our day. Yeah. No. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
I got dropped off at the mall when I was in middle school, and that's when I had my theft moment, but I didn't get caught.
Oh, good job.
Oh.
But I did a similar thing. It was you guys remember Rue 21?
Yeah, they're still around.
My first leather jacket came from Rue 21. It was so fashionable.
So fashionable. Yeah, my friend and I, our moms wouldn't let us wear thong underwear, and we were so embarrassed to have underwear lines all the time. Mm-hmm. We are sick of shoving our underwear up our butt cracks. Mm-hmm. So
you're protesting.
Final straw. We went into Rue 21. We grabbed a bunch of underwear from like the $5 bin or whatever, and we put it on under our clothes and walked out. And they never said anything. We never got
caught. Dang. See, that was my goal. Didn't happen that way for me.
Yeah, and it's
with
funny
Winnie
that
the Pooh.
We did the same thing. Winnie the Pooh
Winnie
bra
the Pooh.
And underwear.
Yeah, matching sets.
Winnie the Pooh bra? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I had to have been young because it was Winnie the Pooh.
What were they, like honey pots? The cups?
No. It was
probably a training bra.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even those, I had these knockers for a long time.
Yeah, I was wearing a training bra a year ago. Not anymore, for the record.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I told this. Either we talked about it on a different episode somewhere or we just talked about it in person, but I got caught stealing. And as soon as, well, like towards the end of my stealing career, for the longest time, I was like stealing cigarettes from, my mom had a second job at like a gas station. Honestly, this is going to make me sound like a terrible person, so...
No.
Apologies.
Hey, honesty hour.
Growth.
Yeah.
But growth. My mom's a single mom working two jobs, night at the gas station. I'd go and visit her, or I'd rollerblade up there because my headphones that had a radio built in got off of the radio station and I couldn't get it back. So I needed my mom to then twist the radio station back so I could listen to my country. Okay.
Your country. And
Reba. I was missing my Reba.
Single mom who works two jobs, who loves kids and never stops.
And anyway, so I would steal like cartons of cigarettes from in the back there because my mom was like, he would never do anything. And I was like, I'm stealing.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Wow.
And then I had a real penchant for taking bubble gum. Mm. I had an entire dresser drawer full of bubble gum.
Wow. But
I finally got caught at the Pump and Pantry, which was the gas station in my hometown. The lady, as I was walking out the door, grabbed my arm so forcefully, like out of nowhere. I just didn't even see her coming. And she goes, empty out your pockets. And I immediately pissed my pants.
Oh,
like full on. And listen, I have never done that by being scared, but that's what happened. I was so, she scared me so much, I pissed my pants.
The clarification of never done that by being scared. So it's happened other times.
Okay. We're not all perfect, okay? You hey. Piss your pants now when you sneeze, okay?
Hey, I'm working on it. Pelvic floor. She's recovering. Anyway.
And then what I had to do was the cops came to my house to talk to us because it's small town vibes, you know? And then I had to sweep the parking lot every week for like a month.
Oh my god!
And so you my god! And it's on the main drag. So when people are sweeping the parking lot of the gas station, they know what happened.
Did that deter you from ever doing it again?
Yeah, I stopped cold turkey.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Good.
There you go. Hey, it takes that one traumatic experience. Hey, it's embarrassing to get caught. It's very embarrassing.
Very.
So yeah. You don't want to do that anymore.
In a Winnie Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
brassiere.
And my nickname growing up was Cole. So Cole's, rightfully so, was my favorite store when I was a kid. And they banned me from going to Cole's. Like my name was on a do not enter Cole's list. It might still be on it. It was expunged from my record. So like, I'm like, can they like ban me from going? I mean, I'm sure they could, but like, where are those photos? Oh, I also, this just randomly made me think of this, but you know, the liquor store Binnie's?
Uh-huh.
My mom had one by her house and I cannot remember what happened, but I got into a fight in Binnie's with someone that was working there because they tried to tell me she tried to tell me my fucking ID was fake, and I was like, bitch, I've never had a fake ID in my entire life. Why do you think it's fake? And she was refusing to sell me liquor. It was like Friday night. Okay.
I'm just laughing because it's like this happened last week. That's the energy you're bringing to this story.
Honestly,
my girl never lets go. Okay. She can hold a grudge.
They put my fucking picture at the front door and said, if you see this person.
Oh, I wish she would have got a photo of me.
I swear to God. The store is no longer there, or I would be determined to go back in there and be like, is my picture still here? But it was like, I was up there with like maybe 10 other people. So
damn,
I felt
really pissed her off.
It was that is so funny.
It was like the FBI wanted list or some shit.
Oh my God.
If there's anybody in my life who I wish I could just follow around in their like 20, 21 years, 19, 20, 21, it would be you, Nicole, because the stories that I hear from you are just so funny every time. And I'm like, I can picture you doing it, but I can't at the same time. You know?
Yeah, I was a different person back then.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
My town used to put copies of people's bad checks up so everyone can read them at the register.
Oh, I remember seeing those.
If checks aren't really a thing anymore, but if you wrote a bad check.
Yep.
If it bounced, they would just post it. Like you could just walk up to the wall of bad checks and be like, oh, and I lived in a town of 1,000 people. So it was like,
you're like, oh, Aunt Susie, she's writing these bad checks.
What if you accidentally wrote a bad check? Like it was an accident.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did that happen back then? I
mean, they didn't expect you to make accidents. If you're not balancing your checkbook, you're not a good human. Okay?
I guess so.
Literally, no one balances their checkbook anymore.
No. Why would you?
My mom still does.
But this is... this went off the rails. This went off plans.
Sorry,
but like,
guys.
I have customers yell at me because they were like, why did you even let that debit card transaction go through? And I was like, what you don't understand is that I can't control that. And like a gas station can pre-authorize your card for $1. It just takes $1 out of your current balance. But when that transaction posts to your account, it's $30 for gas.
Yeah.
And if you only had $25, I don't know how much they're charging you for gas. Like, I can't. You got to keep track of that.
Listen, I appreciated that in my early 20s when I was living check to check. And I was like, listen, I need to get to work today. I only have $5 in my bank. But if I run my card, it'll let me do it. Because it'll if I put it through as credit and then I could get it in there tomorrow morning and there's no overdraft fee. I milked the system in my early
20s. Is that a thing? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, you can. It's less and less so now. They used to call it floating.
Mm-hmm. So like I'm a
floating a check because before we used to have to take the check and mail it to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Oh wow!
And now everything's electronic.
Yeah, I was. I guess Got I was a. It. I was a floater.
Wow.
Didn't have a choice.
Well,
how about that? My bank account just has like an overflow thing where if one account goes down and like. There would have been an overdraft that just takes it out of a different account within my account, you know? I'm like, thank God.
She's got money. I don't have a second account that can float over.
Overdraft protection. Who is she?
Let's not go there. No, I've always... Here's how I am with money. Not that we even care, but if there's money in my checking account, I'm going to spend it. So I keep it low.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I put my money in a different account that's not connected to a card.
To a card.
That's smart.
That's smart.
That's so smart.
But I do, unfortunately, sometimes that does happen where I'm like, oh, shoot. I didn't have enough money for that in that account. Anyway. Hey, it works for me. If you're a spender, that's how I've been able to save money. If you're a spender...
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. Okay. Let's wrap it up and talk about maybe a plant that we're kind of just excited about right now. Something
Ooh,
that's
I have one.
Like tickling our fancy, whether it's in your collection or not.
I have one that's tickling my fancy. Hoya linearis. Brie gave me a full ass Hoya linearis. It's probably the length of four of my plant shelves. I'll have to send you a picture. Huh? I don't know if I posted it. It's a curtain. It's gorgeous. She had two of them. Yeah, she had one in her basement because she has this cute little greenhouse thingy, like grow tent in her basement. And she had one in there. And I was like, oh, she's like, if you want anything, the scissors are there. And I was like, can I have a couple cuttings off of this Hoya linearis? And she's like, I'm just going to give you the whole plant. And I looked at her like I shit myself. And she was like, I have another one upstairs and I'm moving and please just take it. And I was like, okay, it's so beautiful. And it's growing new leaves. I look at it multiple times a day.
They're so cute.
They're adorable. I freaking love linearis.
Does it have flat mite?
So pretty. What'd you say, Adam?
I said, does it have flat mite?
No, it does. It looks very healthy. No.
Okay, good.
There's no nubbins.
Well, don't let your other... ones infest it.
No, it's not even on my Hoya shelf. It's like off to the side.
Listen to me being like, don't fuck it up, Nicole.
Because I will.
That's cute. I've never had a linearis bloom, but I do have a linearis now that's just like two strands. It's growing well. Mm-hmm. And I decided to try it again after flat mite.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's probably why it died. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a pretty Hoya. It's a very unique Hoya.
Yeah.
Becca, do you still have one?
Yeah, I do. My original one, it was trying to die on me and I propagated it and saved it. It's much smaller now, but it's still here.
Yay.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Nicole
so
got
what's
some
up?
Cuttings off that one.
I did.
They perished.
They perished.
They perished.
Better luck this time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was just like, why take cuttings when you can have a fully established plant? And I thought about that and I was like, yeah. You're probably right.
Sorry, Brie. I don't have fully established plant to give. She's one upping me. I'm sorry.
Oh shit.
I'm just kidding. Okay, for me, I was walking around Menards yesterday or 3 days ago, 4 days ago. I was getting some sandpaper and I look to my left and imagine my surprise. I'm walking along quickly. I'm making
my way downtown, exactly. Walking fast, faces pass.
And I'm homebound.
Okay. So I look to my left and a velvety leaf, heart-shaped velvety leaf catches my eye. And I said, at Menards? What's this? So I walk over. It's a very, very full and beautiful philodendron gloriosum.
I was going to say gloriosum?
Oh. Uh-huh. For what? How much? Take a guess. How much do you think I paid for this?
How many leaves? $14.95. How many leaves?
Like 20. Okay, not 20. There's easily like 15... 10 to 15 leaves on this plant.
Okay, I'm going to take back my offer. I'm going to take back.
$39.95.
$34.98.
It was $19.99. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God.
Both mm-hmm. Nicole and Adam's faces are aghast.
Yes. I was shocked.
Whoa.
So, of course, I bought
you
it.
You got it.
I got it. Yeah.
My gloriosum... It's like weird. It's growing all funky. Ooh, mm-hmm. We're gonna have to go to Menards. Add that to the list.
Add that to the itinerary.
I do miss save big money at Menards.
Oh my gosh, the amount of time that Daniel and I have spent in a Menards, it'll play through like seven times, and we're just like save big money.
When I was younger, I pretended I was a pirate, and I'd be like, "Ouch, Menards." I'm such an idiot.
Menards. Menards.
That's funny. God. I'm sure the marketing team would love that.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
So that's a plant I'm excited about. I got to get it repotted. It's currently sitting in the bag still. I covered it with the bag because it was cold. But I was like, I'm not leaving without you. So...
I just added it to the list. I'm going to Menards. Fuck that.
Normally their plants look horrible though, so I'm really surprised. It must have been new.
Yeah, they must have just got a shipment. But also, didn't know they started selling Gloriosum at Menards. Was it Costa Farms?
I don't know. I'll look at what the brand, what the grower is. They usually do proven winners. I've seen them have houseplants before and they're usually proven winners, but it didn't look like proven winners. I'll have to look.
Okay. That's amazing. What a win. What a win.
Big time.
Pulling out the W. Well, the one that I'm excited about, and I think that maybe I'll get it in my collection this year, is a variegated Hoya crassia petiolata.
Sure.
Exactly.
Perfect. I'm going to need you to spell that, sir.
Let's see. Variegated.
Hoya crassipedialata.
Crassipedialata.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. That's pretty. Anyway,
oh, that's very pretty.
There was a point, this is very expensive, or it was selling for like, yeah, very, it's a very like a expensive, like grand. A node was like $1,000. Oh, no, that, yeah, so it's still expensive. But in my mind, I was like, why can't I go in with 10 people? We can split it up. And I'll grow it.
Snip, snip.
And then when it gets big enough, I'll just chop and send everyone their nodes.
I'm down for that. Gather up the folks.
It's so pretty. So hopefully this year it comes into my... Because I really do like it. But if we're talking about a plant that's like in our collection now, I have a Clemenciorum that I got from Unsolicited Plant Talks that I am loving and it's growing so well. But the flowers of that Hoya...
Do they smell bad?
They smell like... Exactly like semen.
No.
It was like...
No.
It was insane because when we went to visit, theirs was flowering and one of the workers that I know pretty well, he was like, and Lydia and Jesse were like, smell this. And I went to smell it and they're like, what does it smell like? And I was like, I'm not going to say the word, but semen. And they were like, I know. And they were all just like... Bleh, bleh. And I didn't mind it.
But, you're like... wafting in, like pulling the air in.
Me and Becca are trying to keep down our dinner, and he's like, I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
That's not the reason I love the plant, though. It's just a very beautiful Hoya.
Yeah.
Speaking of semen and Hoya. Okay, Adam posted a video on his stories, and like I swear I looked at it like four times, and I was like, am I being gross? Like, I was like, what? Wait, what's going on here? Was
what,
this
are you
meant?
Talking about the Compacta video?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in so my Becca mind,
sends
I was
me a
like,
message.
Oh shoot, maybe this wasn't meant for everybody. Maybe this was supposed to be like a close friend's private story thing.
And
like
that. You thought you were getting the insider scoop.
Yeah, because I know I'm not on the sexy close friends list. So I was like,
Becca's,
did this accidentally?
Like,
it's been leaked.
She messaged and she goes, was this angle intentional?
He's holding a compactor rope like he's holding a freaking huge ass peepee. Like wiggling it around, and I was like,
but you did that because of the whole Drake thing, right?
Yeah, the Drake video, which I understand you guys probably didn't see,
yeah,
and or hear about, but
which thanks for letting me know that happened. Yeah. Do you guys remember when that happened to that guy from Grey's Anatomy who was
because he was in Broadway?
Yeah, I did look up that photo, but I'm not gonna look up the Drake thing, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to know either.
Anyway, shocking.
That
you got
is
me.
So funny.
I seriously went back to it. I'm like, should I say something? Like, I don't know. Did he mean to post this? Like,
that's so funny. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right, happy season 8.
Yeah, I cannot believe that we're in season 8. What a wild ride. We took a little bit of a longer break this time, and I feel like it was much needed for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did miss you guys, though, tremendously.
Yes.
We did.
So it feels good to be back.
Yeah. Show us some love. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Pod It Together. I know we're not hugely active over there, but things happen.
We're going to be.
We can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back soon.
But yeah, follow us and Pod It Together, or you can follow us individually. My Instagram is at NotDude. Becca is at Dela Plants. Nicole is at MyCleanLeaves. And yeah, is that all we say at the end?
Did you say the Pod It Together Instagram?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then that's it. That's the script.
That's it.
Yeah, if you wanted to get more of us weekly, we do have a BYC tier on Patreon that you can join, and it's kind of like a little extra snippet of shenanigans.
Yes, yeah, BYC stands for Brave Yet Adam, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you got it.
It stands for Brave Yet Controversial. So all of our Brave Yet Controversial takes are over there.
Yep.
Yes.
Even though this episode got a little brave.
It did, yeah. We talked about pissing our pants,
yeah,
stealing things.
Well, Adam called me out.
Semen.
Oh, like you peed your pants. That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I peed my pants.
I'm feeling a little bit victimized.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
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 As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.